Unit 2. Exercise 14.
The best time to go to Moscow is July and August because they are the warmest months of the year. Summer days are long and it can rain quite a lot. By the end of November, Moscow is frozen most of the time and snow stays until April. Getting around is easy and relatively cheap. You can get between all five airports and the city center by a combination of bus and metro or suburban train. It's a good idea to book a transfer, which means you'll be picked up and driven to your hotel for little more than the cost of a taxi. Most visitors to Moscow come to see the Kremlin, Red Square, and St. Basil's Cathedral, and to look at Lenin's tomb, and it's best to see the central area around the Kremlin on foot. For other parts of the city, the fastest, cheapest, and easiest way to get around is on the metro. There are more than 150 metro stations, some of them with amazing architecture, and you don't have to wait long for a train. Buses, trolleybuses, and trams run almost everywhere the metro doesn't go. The most famous of Moscow's parks and gardens is Gorky Park, which stretches almost 3 kilometers along the River Moskva. There's a fairground, an ornamental garden, and in summer, boats leave from the pier on river excursions. There are a number of festivals that are worth seeing. The Moscow Film Festival takes place in the autumn, and the Russian Winter Festival is a must, with troika rides, folklore shows, games, and vodka. The live music scene is good, with regular gigs at numerous venues. As far as eating out is concerned, for an authentic Russian experience, go to Petrovich, where the walls are covered by all sorts of reminders of the Soviet past. For a quick snack, there are 3 chains of food stalls. Niam Niam, which sells all kinds of sweet and savory pies. Kroshka Kartoshka, which are jacket potatoes with fillings. And Ruski Blini, which of course needs no explanation.